This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A month ago, the government's jobs report showed payrolls were up by 156,000. The forecasts for today are for something higher, with perhaps 175,000 more people at work, with the unemployment rate dropping slightly. Well, what is the Obama administration's job market legacy? From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
When Barack Obama first won the White House in November 2008, the Great Recession was raging. That month alone, nearly 750,000 jobs disappeared from the U.S. economy. Even with the Obama stimulus, the auto industry and bank bailouts, it was more than a year before unemployment bottomed out at 10%, and the president could point to jobs being added again. Since then,
we have been in a slow, steady expansion.
Economist Andrew Chamberlain at job site Glassdoor.
The labor market today looks about as healthy as it did before the last recession.
President Obama is passing along an economy near full employment. It's getting easier to find jobs, harder for employers to fill them. What many middle-class workers haven't seen is bigger paychecks, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
The fact that the middle class has not done better probably does explain why there's a sense of anxiety on the part of many Americans.
Obama's legacy might depend in part on how the next president deals with those anxieties. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.